So it's finals week in Lincoln. Exit meetings, a little time off for players. I would imagine, just like any other program, a couple of guys decide that it's time to move on. Nebraska does have two scholarships available. As of right now, no one a quarterback. That was a question that was asked as the head coach was exiting the podium on Saturday. Did you see enough on Saturday to tell you that the quarterback that will start the first game in 2022 is currently on the roster? Or the person that would come in second in 2021 is currently on the roster? We'll dive into that in a moment. But Steve has been patient. We were talking about selling hope. Steve, good now afternoon on this Monday. How are you?
Hey, not too bad, guys. How are you?
Good.
All right, I got a few thoughts and observations.
One, take your time.
Of course, you guys have talked about the defense looking pretty good. I agree. I think this team, you know, the certain things, it was tough to tell during the spring game because you're playing touch and stuff, but certain guys and certain players are passing the eye test. Martinez looks like the guy that we thought he was going to be going into his sophomore year. He looks so much better. He looked like he was playing with urgency, you know, not unlike you see a guy in the NFL that's in a contract year playing with urgency because he's getting ready to earn that next contract. You know, this kid wants to play probably at the next level. And so I think there's a comparison there. You know, I'm not saying that he was lazy or anything like that the last couple of years because the leadership has always been there. Mm-hmm. You've seen it day in and day out. But he looks like the physical specimen that we thought he was going to grow into. That being said, he hasn't been healthy at all, ever, in his college sure. career. He's been hurt every single year. And so, you know, I don't care how good the defense is. If that kid's not playing quarterback, I'm not convinced that they could win one game without him starting. I didn't see much from the backups. That being said, they also need to find some plays, you know, get some plays made from the running back position. They don't have to have, you know, an all-conference running back because in the NFL you've seen that teams can get it done with multiple players. So if they can just get some plays there, that would be great. But this whole season, in my opinion, will boil down to them being a more disciplined team. Because I don't care how much better they are on offense, if they keep killing drives with these penalties that we've seen over the last several years, man, that offense is just going to – you're going to stall drives with it. And – that defense needs an offense to be able to maintain drives and allow them to be fresh throughout the game so that they can play up to their potential. So there's a lot of things that I think I am real high on with potential. Mm-hmm. But if there's also, I think I touched on at least three things yep. that really need to go well in order to get to where Moose is talking about being able to win nine games. You know, if everything goes perfect, is that on the table? I think so. So there's hope, but I think it's probably expecting too much if you expect all those things to fall into place.
Steve, great call. I appreciate it. Thank you. Good points. There's just adding on to Steve made some really good points. I wrote them down here. We're gonna discuss them. There's the great unknown of what Saturday looks like. I think Nebraska physically, this spring it passed the eyeball test. Guys look like a Big Ten football team. There is more of those players in certain positions that pass the eye test. And then go the step further and you go, that's a fella that's out there. That man can play some football. There's not enough in my opinion. That's my eyeballs going, okay, how does this team feel? This team feels like they have some dudes. They have some fellas. They don't have enough right now to this, at this point, to go from a 6-6, 7-5, and make that big jump. But it all comes back to Saturday. What does Saturday look like? When the game kicks off, discipline. Discipline is a huge word. Great word by Steve, used by many. Discipline on special teams. Discipline in doing your assignments, doing what you taught, repetition, not picking up a penalty that negates a big gain, not doing something that harms you or harms the team. Those are the things we don't know. You can say, hey, our discipline was better, but until you actually play a football game and the adversity gets ramped up, you won't know. Steve also used the word urgency. I think we've spoken about that when you've listened to coaches talk throughout the spring. And this is good. Why did it take until the fourth year? Well, clock's ticking. Some people feel pressure. Pressure that they may not be getting that nice paycheck when the season is over. That they have to start performing. And quite frankly, guys don't like losing. They don't like being in the hamster wheel of the same stuff over and over and over. And you're just running around in a circle. That they have a sense of urgency. And it's not just coaches. I think Adrian Martinez is the biggest guy on that field with a sense of urgency. This is it for him. He said it right away. He talked to the media twice this spring. He's going to be a three-year captain. This is it for him. You know, he was honored on the field on Saturday. He's graduating this week. It took him 3.5 years to graduate. Took 18 credits this spring so that he has his degree. What does that mean? Well, the fall gets a little bit easier for him in terms of classwork. If he wants to play another year of college football, he could transfer somewhere next year. I think he wants to play this game for a living. But this is it for him. He's not going to come back for another year. This is it for him. And when he said make or break, that told you everything you needed to know about his sense of urgency. You hear it from defensive guys. This is why, you know, the defense is veteran. It's not a defense that you go, man, there's dudes and fellas all over the place and they're going to be nasty. I think fundamentally they'll be very sound. They'll do the right thing. They continue to have good competition with the depth that they have that'll make the frontline guys better. You hope that the defense being more experienced and better at their craft and more knowledgeable about what they're doing will help the offense. It'll force the offense to be better or they're going to get embarrassed Monday through Thursday when they go good on good. But defensive guys have a sense of urgency because the super seniors that came back, they don't want to let each other down. They came back for a reason. You hear it in their voice. You see it in their actions. And then you have younger guys that don't want to let guys on the defensive side of the football down. They know that they sacrificed a paycheck to come back. Don't you think DeSmuke and Williams would have signed a undrafted free agent contract on Sunday or late Saturday? But instead, they're back playing here. JoJo Doman. Guys don't want to let him down. Sense of urgency. Don't make the same mistakes. Easy to say on that side of the ball. They all know each other. They've been around for a long time. But it's not just coaches that have a sense of urgency. It's players. These guys don't want to suck. That's probably the bottom line. I don't want to make it too obvious. People in Lincoln are fed up with not playing well. They feel like they are a better unit than that. And they haven't shown it. And in 115 days, they get the first opportunity to show it. So some will say, hey, I hope you're riding with us. I hope you believe in what you saw. Others are, I get it if you're not hopeful. Because there have been more times than not in the last couple of years where we haven't given you anything to be hopeful about. We can't keep selling you hope. Because hope floats away. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about Adrian. It was noticeable to everybody that he's lighter. He looks faster. Is he faster or is he more decisive? Does he look like the freshman Adrian Martinez? What around him makes him different? What looked different about him on Saturday? We all know what has to be different about him on Saturdays in the fall. But what did you see on this Saturday that looks different about him? I got a couple of things that stood out as I watched him playing flag football in the first half. But there was something that was really impressive to me, and I know that you might say, boy, when you hear my analogy here, you're going to say, you are reaching. But I haven't seen him do it before. And I think it just continues to add to, number two has a sense of urgency. This is make or break. And it's make or break for the team's success, his success, and what his legacy is at Nebraska. You could say, well, his personality is kind of low-key, just kind of easygoing. He's an easy guy to root for, and I think he wants to be able to walk out of here meeting what you thought he would be when he walked in here. We'll get into that when we come back. We roll till 2, 951-1620. You got thoughts on what you saw on Saturday? Hope is now sold. Are you buying it? You bought some hype and then returned it. And then they said, well, we'll give you the hope part. Are you buying any of the hope? It might not be as a team, but in certain areas. I mean, if I tried to sell you hope with what Nebraska has cooking on the defensive line in terms of the first and second unit and maybe guys that would fall to the third unit, you should start buying that. Nebraska's built some impressive depth on that defensive line. We'll get into that. We roll till 2. There's George. I'm Gary. The Gary Sharp Show from the Grunwald Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing Zone Studio.